Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, I hate to do this, but topic in our show notes, it's a bummer, man.
Yeah, and we don't like doing bummers, but man, you know what? This is the bummer that's going to keep on bumming for a while, so just have to suck it up and talk about it. Illuminations farewell merchandise has been released because reasons, I guess. Like, this felt way early to me.
I mean, it's 3 months away.
That's three whole months. And what that, to me, what that means is by the time I get there, none of this stuff will be left. Now, I recognize that not a lot of the stuff would be left even if they released it at the beginning of September, but I was able to pick up the Wishes farewell stuff, and I, you know what, maybe they'll have a lot of stuff available, but like they launched two pins that were limited release. They launched a Magic Band that was limited release, and then they did ornaments, t-shirts, cup, the things.
Right.
And maybe they will be adding more stuff. It was really early to me. I was not expecting it quite this quickly, but I think to some extent, as you said, this is kind of a bummer, and probably I just was choosing to ignore the fact that that Illuminations
that is
leaving.
Going away.
Mm-hmm. And strangely, something as simple as merchandise coming out for it definitely made it more real for me. And I was legitimately just not in a bad mood, but in a sad mood for quite a while. What was it, 2-3 days ago now when this news dropped? Because again, it made it more real that, oh yeah, Illuminations is actually going away, and made me think, oh, and I am totally going to cry like my child does,
right,
at the loss of this thing, this show. But in the meantime, I was able to get somebody to go and grab some ornaments for me, and even get one of the limited release pins. I did manage to keep away from the Magic Band, and I'm pretty proud of myself for that. Especially I'm a fiend, yeah, man. I have a problem. Yeah. And especially given that I don't wear the Magic Band, you know, I still am going to use the little deal that attaches to my watch band, because that's to me the best way to do the Magic Band. But I still felt that really, really strong urge to say, oh, I need that. And until I knew for sure I had the pin, I was about to pay, you know, the $10 premium or whatever on eBay to make sure that I got that pin. And I'm still sitting here looking at the annual pass holder exclusive pin that I was not able to find anybody to get for me. And I'm still kind of thinking I might have to get that one. So I have a problem, and Disney knows that I and many other people have this problem, and they're taking advantage of it, to be sure.
Is this worse than when the Osborne Family Lights went away, or was that a little easier to swallow?
I would say that this is probably worse for me, because while not by any large, you know, it's not, Osborne was really nothing in comparison to this.
And I'm not trying to drudge up sad memories.
No,
it's just
no.
We were at Disney the last time that something went away that was important to you, you know, and mm-hmm. I saw, you know, how you and Nancy, how sad you guys were. And so I'm just wondering, like, is this going to be worse on you than that was?
I think so. And just even though Osborne had all of the emotions that came from, you know, getting engaged and all of that there, it doesn't have the length of emotions that Illuminations has for me. And, you know, being such a major part of my life, when I was working there and all of the good memories that I have of working with people and getting to work at Walt Disney World and just so many things tied into to that show. So I think from that perspective, it's probably going to be harder. Now, I think at the end of the day, the only way that I'm going to know for sure is when it actually ends.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be a rough one. But I do appreciate like the artwork for the stuff is good.
Yeah.
And I do like that
aesthetic.
Because I was going to buy it whatever it was, right? Like that was a foregone conclusion. But Mickey blowing out the torch, that's a pretty cool thing to go and do. And
I totally agree.
And the artwork has a nice style to it and everything. So I do appreciate Disney at least making me feel like I'm spending my money on something worthwhile, because I was spending that money any which way you slice it.
Now, when you buy a pin, where does that go? Do you have like a backpack that you put your pins on, or where does that end up?
I am going to finally have to create something to display my pins, essentially, because right now it goes nowhere. It goes into storage with all the rest of the, and I have I don't have a crazy number of pins, but I have a decent number of pins that I'd like to display. I just have never actually taken the time to create something to display them on. So, yes, I do think that I finally need to start displaying all these pins, because, you know, I have pins going back to when I worked at Disney, pins from when I visited Tokyo Disneyland. I have plenty of pins. I need to display them. But I think what I'm going to do, I've seen quite a few people who do like wall art and hang pins on that. I think that would work well for me. So that is my current plan. But we will see what actually happens. But yes, right now, storage. That's where they get displayed. Storage.
But you've got them.
Along with all my hats and so many. Yes, yes. When we moved into our new house, we had, and in our old house, we had one living room, and that living room had all of the Disney stuff in it. This new house, we actually have like a formal living room and a den. And so now the den is the Disney room, which means that quite a bit more of my Disney stuff is actually getting to come out, because even though the living room was quite full of Disney stuff in our old house, there was still quite a bit that was in storage, and a lot more of it's getting to come out. So yeah, we'll be adding some pin wall art, and I will, I'll put some pictures up on the Twitter and Facebook when I finally get to that. Though, again, I have a 9-month-old, so might get done in a week or three, might get done in a month or three. Right. We'll see what happens.
Well, I am sorry for you. I know that if Fantasmic was going away, I would be in the same exact boat. That would be super rough, but I'm glad that you're getting to go. I feel like we've had this conversation before. Like, I'm trying to console you every time we talk about it, but I am glad that you're getting to go and see it one more time. So,
as am I. Though, let's go ahead and just jump to the next thing on the notes, which I put in my fun with trying to get a cheap hotel room.
Yeah. So, I liked your when we were talking before recording, your subtitle of that was a bunch of stuff Jeremy would never do. So tell me about all the wild and crazy things that you have been doing to save some money.
I don't know that I would call them wild and crazy. I've just been.
Oh, I'm sure I would.
Regularly, which means at least every 2 to 3 days, checking the rooms on Disney.com.
Mm-hmm.
To see if anything else has opened up, you know, because
so far so good.
Yeah, I've been at I currently have a reservation at Music, but I'm hoping to get one at Movies because they've had, what, half of that resort has been upgraded to the new room style, or optimally getting to move to Pop Century without just ridiculously more money.
Or Art of Animation. That's pretty much Pop, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but Art of Animation just isn't a thing in my, like, there is no possibility. Pop, I could see some chance of getting there for what I would call a reasonable in comparison to the All-Stars amount of money. Art of Animation, that just doesn't happen. Art of Animation is
better than Pop?
I don't know that it's better. I've never actually stayed there, but it's more expensive.
That's so weird. I thought Pop was the top of the value resorts.
Well, and I will say that I don't think in the entire time I've been looking, I've seen an actual standard room, and I do know that they have them at Art of Animation. Pretty much what you see most of the time, because I think most of that resort is the family rooms and stuff. And of course, those are more expensive because there's more to them. Sure. So I totally understand that. But yeah, so I've been checking that regularly. And then I've been checking like Orbitz and Travelocity and the Google actually has their own system where you can check, and it checks multiple sites. So it'll check all these sites for you and stuff. And I've been doing that one a lot. And I've managed to find some reasonable deals on that. The first one I found was Priceline, and Priceline.com had a very good deal on Pop Century. I think it, now again, it was slightly more than I was paying for All Star Music, but I can deal with paying slightly more because I get to stay at Pop. Mm-hmm. And to what are to me all the advantages of that, especially, you know, thinking, I don't know that, have we ever gotten a hard date on Skyliner? I don't think we have. It's just fall, right?
Yeah.
But assuming Skyliner has a reasonable, or at least a chance of being open.
I mean, it's done. Like, they're all unwrapped. They're all running all the time. Like, it's any day now.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
that alone makes Pop worth a lot more to me and makes me think it's going to be even harder to get. But I got a good deal on it with Priceline. Put in that I had 3 adults, 1 child, placed my order, went to go link it on Disney a few hours later, and it asked me the name of the 2 people who were staying in the room. I'm like, that's not what I ordered. So then I contacted Disney, said, you know, this is supposed to have 3 people. Is there something you can do to fix this? And they said, well, anything that you get that's not through us, we can't touch that reservation. It has to be handled from the company that you made the reservation with. So then I called Priceline.
And that is like the worst answer you can get.
It is. Because any chance that I have, I know that I feel like I have a chance of getting something with Disney. I don't feel like I have a chance with anybody else. I called Priceline and pretty much got told, yeah, we can't do rooms with 3 people and one infant in.
What?
Which made me ask, then why was I able to select 3 people and one infant and you showed availability? But apparently, the moral of this story is Priceline's rooms are for double occupancy and double occupancy only. So if you need a room that involves more than 2 adults, do not go to Priceline.com because you are not going to have any luck there.
What is stopping you from just saying there's 2 adults?
Magic Bands.
Yeah, but aren't you and Nancy the only 2 there that would need Magic Bands?
My mom. So she would still need a way to get in and out of the room. I don't really want to have her locked in the room the whole time we're gone.
Well, but don't they still give you a key? Like a card?
I don't believe they did the last time we went. It was all Magic Bands. Plus, it's, you know, it's the, they charge more to have another person there, so I would feel wrong about not claiming that another person was in the room, and I don't want to get in trouble. So all of those things basically said that that was a no-go, so I canceled that one. And then I saw, you know, another good Pop Century one from some website, travelup.com, on the Google search. And it was, again, like $120 more than my All-Star Music. And I said, for $120 more, no doubt, stay at Pop Century. So I made that reservation. And I waited about 24 hours, tried to link it to my Disney account. And it said, you know, that this is not an active reservation or you have a bad reservation number. So I contacted the company. About 3 days later, they responded and said it can take up to 9 business days for the reservation number to go active. So give it 9 business days. So I gave it 9 business days.
Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
I actually gave it almost 12 to 14 business days. Not you know, days, business days. And still tried to link it again, and it still wasn't linking. And so I emailed them and said, this still isn't linking. Can you let me know? They emailed back, we have contacted our supplier, and we'll let you know when they say something. And then 3 or 4 days after that, I got an email that said, your room is guaranteed. You will receive your reservation number for the hotel 7 days before you are scheduled to stay.
No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Because Disney doesn't limit anything based on whether or not you're staying at one of their resorts. So right. Having your reservation number early doesn't matter at all with Walt Disney World.
Right.
Yeah, no, I quickly emailed them and said, that's okay. That doesn't work. Here's why it doesn't work. Please go ahead and credit my account. And supposedly they are crediting my account. All of this to say, getting a cheaper hotel room than Disney is not always easy. It definitely takes legwork. And to Jeremy's credit, if you want to count the sweat equity that I put into this, knowing that there's not even the chance, you know, that there's a chance that I will not even get a better room, that it's probably, even if I do save something, I will probably spend that in my time. But I don't mind spending my time doing things like this. Number two, don't buy anything on a debit. You know, everything that I've done has pretty much been on a credit card or PayPal, because I know that those companies are going to back me. I try to do everything that I can via email so that I have a paper trail for that stuff. So that way when, you know, if this Travel Up company gives me any issues and I go to combat it and they say, oh, well, we gave them a reservation number, I have documentation that I can provide to PayPal to say, no, they didn't. And finally, and perhaps most important, during all of this, I still have my Disney reservation.
Your original.
Yes. I will not cancel that original reservation until I have a reservation made. It is linked in my until I know that everything is legit, or maybe even when the time reaches that, you know, the rest of that money comes due other than the deposit, that I might even wait till then before I cancel that reservation. Cause I always want to know that I have a backup there.
Well, and the important thing to remember about that is you, with that deposit, have locked in the cost at that time. So when, as an example, when we booked our room at Pop in January, that was before any news about Star Wars had come out, you know, except for that it was being built. And so we put $200 down and we locked into January rates. And that's all we've paid on that so far is $200. And so we locked those rates in. And then when the Galaxy's Edge news all came out and these price increases started to happen, like, we're good, you know? And so you would never want to delete, or you would never want to cancel your reservation, because then you have lost the lock-in of the rate.
Yeah, nor would you want to, as much as I, and again, I'm going to continue to try to find a better rate, and I'm going to continue to search, but I would not want to be planning a Disney vacation as though I am going to go, because I am going to go, without having something dependable there. So basically, I am telling all of you this long story, this long, perhaps boring story, to just give you some insight into, if you haven't done this and you're thinking about doing it, what it can be like and some of the things to watch out for and some of the things you might want to have going on. So,
and I wish I had known that you were using TravelUp or you were trying, because I would have told you not to.
Oh, you've had some experience with them as well, huh?
I dealt with them. We were trying to plan a like weekend vacation to San Antonio, and I was looking on, you know, TripAdvisor and all those kind of, you know, websites you were talking about, and I found like the nicest room in the hotel that we like to stay at in San Antonio for like $140 a night, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And so I called them to make sure, you know, like, because it seemed too good to be true. And like, I sometimes when I find something like that, I'll Google, you know, like TravelUp fraud, mm-hmm. and just see if anything comes up. And there was a lot of weirdness, like people saying, you know, weird things about TravelUp. And so I called them, and basically I got the same like thing you did, where they said, like, you book the room with us, and then your room is, quote, guaranteed, and you'll get a reservation confirmation, you know, a week or two before. And so I called the hotel and I asked, like, hey, I want to use this TravelUp site. They say that there is this room available this weekend, and is that right? And the concierge at the hotel said, no, there is zero availability of that room this weekend or that weekend. And I was like, okay.
They said, ha, 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 no, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, so TravelUp, I think what they're doing is just showing you what rooms, you know, that they're showing you that resort or that hotel, and they're showing you all of the rooms there. And they're letting you book a room anywhere, and then I guess...
they hope for the best.
Yeah, at some point, they're going to either have to say they didn't have the room you wanted, or they're going to say, we booked a comparable room for you, but wait until a week before, so you really don't have any choice but to take it.
Yeah, because what else are you supposed to do? You can't.
Right.
I guess, you know, for some, like, you can make a Hilton or a Holiday Inn or something like that reservation and cancel it a lot closer to time. But again, if you're doing vacation places or more expensive resorts, That is within the no cancellation window, and is also conveniently within TravelUp's no cancellation window, or the we take all your money. So anyway, all that to say, please be careful when making your resort reservations, and be aware that just because there is a chance you can get a cheaper room, there is by no means a guarantee that you can get a cheaper room.
Yep. My advice to Disney vacation planners is to Get a Disney travel agent. Yeah. Get a Disney travel agent and book insanely early and book what you want the first time.
Yeah. I'll book what I want the first time as soon as the price of Pop Century goes down. That's all I'm saying.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.